Ubit lets SOL holders send Solana straight to a bank, no swap. Ubit has turned on direct bank payouts for Solana. In a June 30th post on X, the Tap to Pay crypto app said holders can now send SOL straight to a bank account in seconds over SEPA, ACH, and faster payments, with no swaps and no waiting. The vendor's own announcement is the source here, and the claim is narrow and specific. A crypto to fiat off-ramp that skips the usual stablecoin conversion step. Solana cashes out without a manual conversion. Until now, getting SOL into a bank account usually meant selling it for a stablecoin or fiat balance inside an app, then withdrawing that balance. Ubit collapses those two steps. A user picks SOL, enters a bank destination, and Ubit handles the conversion to local currency behind the scenes before pushing the funds to the bank rail. The wallet holder never has to hold or route a stablecoin themselves. That matters because Solana has been one of the more actively spent and traded assets on consumer crypto apps, and off-ramping it has historically been clumsier than off-ramping a dollar token. Removing the swap step takes out a point where users lose time, and often, a slice of value to spreads. SEPA, ACH, and faster payments set the reach. The three named rails define who gets the feature and how fast it settles. SEPA covers Euro transfers across the European Economic Area, ACH handles US bank transfers, and faster payments is the United Kingdom's near-instant rail. Each is domestic infrastructure, so a payout's speed and availability track the rail rather than the blockchain. A Euro user moving funds over SEPA and a US user moving funds over ACH are using different plumbing under the same button. Ubit did not publish per-country rollout detail or fee figures for the payout in the post, so the exact cost of a SOL withdrawal is not yet confirmed from the announcement alone. On the spending side, Ubit already discloses a 1%, minimum 0.25 transaction fee, plus roughly 3% folded into the conversion rate on non-USD card spend, which is a useful reference point for how it prices conversions elsewhere. A card app that now also pays out. This pushes Ubit past its original framing. The product started as a way to spend crypto from a connected wallet at Visa merchants through Apple Pay and Google Pay, and the Ubit Visa card remains the headline feature. Direct bank payouts add the opposite direction. Instead of only pushing crypto out to a merchant, a user can pull value back to a bank account from the same balance. For existing cardholders, nothing about the card changes. The cashback program, the hybrid custody model, and the spending limits are untouched. What is new is an exit route. Someone who funds the card from a self-custody wallet and wants to take profits rather than spend them no longer needs a separate exchange to do it. The off-ramp and the card now live in one app, drawing on the same connected funds. The practical takeaway is small but real. If you hold SOL in a wallet linked to Ubit, cashing some of it to your bank is now a direct action rather than a two-app errand. Confirm your local rail, SEPA, ACH, or faster payments, is supported in your region before relying on it, since availability follows the rail.